every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this, I've been doing this for four decades. That's right, knocking out all bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was nationally ranked, and I'm an award-winning journalist. So I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. So I open up the phone lines, the toll-free sports byline phone lines, once at the top of each hour. 1-800-878-PLAY-DUS. 1-800-878-7529. You got something to say? Let's talk about it. Of course, we're just a few weeks away from the Canelo Alvarez getting whooped by Terrence Crawford. I'm telling you, I'm picking the upset. I think the smaller guy's going to win. I'm going to go with talent. I'm going to go with the older guy. I know that Crawford didn't look good in his last fight, but I'm telling you, I think that Crawford was pulling some ghetto move there. In other words, let me not look so good so I can get this fight with Canelo. He can take the weight. He can do anything he wants, because he did everything but give Canelo his firstborn child. I kid you not, in order to get this fight. So he got this fight. I don't think he wants it solely for the money. The money's important, but I think he really, really wants to beat Canelo Alvarez and put himself on the Mount Rushmore of boxing. Speaking of the Mount Rushmore of boxing, who is on the Mount Rushmore of boxing? Harry Greb, Muhammad Ali, Ray Robinson, Henry Armstrong, and of course, I think Roberto Duran for sure. Maybe Ray Leonard. Oh, no. That's your opinion. Of course, 1-800-878-PLAY. You can throw it in on there. Ike Ibeabuchi. Man, back in, I guess it was like 1980. Well, June, I think about June of 1997. I televised this fight with David Tu. Of course, it was a war, a 12-round war in Sacramento, California. It was the greatest heavyweight, greatest fight I've ever called on television in my life. I kid you not. Of course, it was a heavyweight fight. It went 12 rounds. Ike Ibeabuchi won. Of course, he would go on to have an undefeated record. He was 15-0 that night, had five more fights, was 20-0. Then he raped a hooker in Las Vegas. And before that, you know, after that, he was like 10 years in the slam. Now he wants to come back and fight, August 23rd in Nigeria. Straight up, that's a little bit of a nightmare. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel Ogden is calling the shots. So if things go bad, blame Daniel. Straight up, Daniel, take it away, my brother.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro. Sports my life. Hey, baby!
The world's greatest promoter. Of course, inactive, retired, call it what you want. Bottom line is that was the wire-haired wonder himself, Mr. Don King. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, boxing at the Garden last week, the theater there at the Garden. Of course, not the big arena, but the bottom line is, of course, wow, in the main event, I'm not too impressed with Xander Zayas. Of course, he's now 22 and zip 13 KOs. Jorge Garcia, I thought, came to fight. I thought he did real well. I didn't think the scores were indicative of how close the fight was. 116, 112, 118, 110. That's 10 to 2 in rounds. 8 to 4 in rounds, 10 to 2 in rounds. And then 119, 109, 11 to 1 in rounds. I think the judges sort of mailed in their cards before the fight took place because the fight was a lot closer than that. I mean, it just was a lot closer than that. I don't give Zayas all that much props. I think that he's maybe an average Puerto Rican. I don't think he's a great fighter. I don't think he's got the ingredients to be a great fighter. He can't punch. He doesn't want to engage. I mean, come on, he doesn't want to finish fights off with a punctuation mark. He's sort of like the poor man's Edgar Berlanga, maybe. Bottom line is, I wasn't impressed with his win over Garcia last week, but it was unanimous not across the board. He is now 22-0 with 13 KOs. Of course, the big fight coming up, September the 12th, Terrence Crawford, of course, undefeated, 41 and zip. Canelo Alvarez lost a couple of fights, 65 fights, something like that. Bottom line is, Canelo, I think, is going to get beat here. I think that, and the reason why I say that is because back to these styles of fighters. I think that the black style beats the Mexican style here, and I think the black style can be dominant here. And the reason why I say that is I look at both guys, and of course, you know, I mean, when you look at that last fight, you know, Canelo, I mean, I was talking about Crawford, like, doing bad in the last fight in order to get himself to fight. You know, Canelo didn't look very good against William Skull. I mean, William Skull was supposed to be like a walk in the park. Instead, it was like, it looked like a walk through minefields. He kept worrying about what he was stepping this, and he couldn't cut off the ring. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, the best fighter pound for pound in the world of boxing, in the minds of some fools still. I kid you not. They still consider him the pound for pound guy. In fact, I think he's like number two or number three in BoxRec.com, and they do him in the computers. Why is he even that high? Of course, best fighter in the world right now, no doubt about that. Of course, the 122-pound world champion. And, of course, he's number two's probably got to be Crawford. Probably number two got to be Crawford. Anyway, they're talking about now matching Xander Zayas. Of course, he's WBO 150. He's Puerto Rican. He wins a Puerto Rican belt. Coincidence? Perhaps. Anyway, bottom line is they stripped the WBO champion in order to get Xander Zayas' title shot. Of course, the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. And the World Boxing Organization is a Puerto Rican-based group. And what it was a couple of coked out, at least one coked out Puerto Rican that was with the WBA. He got disgruntled, so he started the WBA. I'll kid you not. Anyway, bottom line is, Xander Zayas talking about wanting to fight Sebastian Vidor, 6'5", 6'5", 6', call him what you want, of course. He once beaten WBC and world 154-pound champion coming off that win over Kasha Zeus kid. Of course, talk about Tim Zoo. That was a fortnight ago. Of course, Tim Zoo just got lit up like the White House Christmas machine. And of course, Tim Zoo got lit up before that. Tim Zoo is done. Stick a fork in Tim Zoo. Tim Zoo was never that good to begin with. What he was he was working off his father's name. Okay, that's cool. And he was beating fair guys, and that was cool, this and that. But they bit off too much. And then when they got him in that fight with Fedor and he got cut, this and that, the corner didn't know how to stop it. I'm talking about the fight, not the cut. The cut couldn't be stopped. But the bottom line is they didn't know how to stop the fight. They didn't know when to stop the fight. Then, of course, a couple fights later, they put him in that fight where he got destroyed, of course, in three rounds. Wow. By the guy nobody wants to fight. I can't even remember. Listen, I got a bad time with this guy's name, but just call him the IBF 154-pound champion. I think he's from Russia, but his name is a nightmare. Anyway, Xander Zayas wants Fedora. I don't know. Xander Zayas, I think, might be a guy short on the list as far as tenure is concerned at 154. Now, if you were to move up to 160, people say to me, you can move up in weight. Yeah, moving up in weight is not all that easy because when you move up in weight, you're fighting guys that are bigger than you in muscle mass. I mean, body-wise, they're just bigger than you. And size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports at the elite level. So what I'm trying to tell you is that 154 to 160, that's a big jump in weight. It's a big jump in size. Of course, you got guys like Roberto Duran doing it for like 130. Actually, he turned pro at 122, won the title at 135, beat Ray Leonard at 147, of course, beat Davey Moore at 154, went 15 rounds with Marvin Hagler when Marvin Hagler was a monster at 160 pounds, then came back and he beat Iran Barkley for the WBC middleweight title after Barkley had knocked out Tommy Hearns. So, all the guys on the list, I think going back in time, I still think Roberto Duran is the greatest of all time. Anyway, Fedora and Zayas, they should make the fight quick because the reason why I say that is I think it looks like the kid is having some problems making weight. He looked a little strained at the weigh-in, and the bottom line is I got that from Tommy D. Speaking of Tommy D., there's no merit to the rumor that Tommy D. had Socrates Palmer deported last week over a bet. Evidently, they got into some type of a tiff back and forth. These guys have been friends for 30 years. Before you know it, Socrates Palmer is now in the Dominican Republic. He can't come back until at least August 5th. So we're wondering, did Tommy D call ice on him because of the bet? So just curious minds want to know. That's all straight up. That's a little insider stuff there. I mentioned Ike Buobuchi a little bit earlier. Somebody just shot me a text. Of course, the fight he had with David Toole, I considered it the fight of the year, without a doubt. I mean, it was the greatest fight I think I've ever seen, man. June 1987, of course. I want to thank the late Dan Duva, the president and the man that brought us Main Events. Of course, Main Events Monitor, that was the promotional company that he had with his son and his daughter and his wife. I'm talking about Kathy Duva. But, man, Dan Duva gave me this gig. He said, I want you to do the international television for Ike Buobuchi and David Tua. And I said, I didn't think nothing of it, you know what I'm saying? And then I sat there, and then after a couple of rounds, I realized I might be involved with greatness here. I mean, I that was it. I mean, you don't televise too many great fights. I televised a lot of fights in my time, because most of them sucked. And in fact, if you want to think about boxing as far as percentages-wise concerned, you're probably going to get, Larry Merchant said this before, you're probably going to get more entertainment percentage-wise out of the NBA than you would out of boxing. What I mean by that is, if you watch 64 NBA games, you probably get more entertainment per se than you would if you watch 64 fights. You'd probably be more pleased. Anyway, bottom line is, boxing is sometimes, it has to deliver on the big fight. Speaking of the big fights, of course, the 12th, and I think that is going to be a big fight. I really think that Canelo Alvarez is going to finally get licked. I think he's slow. I think he's old. I think he's fat. And when I say old, I mean old because he's turned pro when he was, really young and this and that. He had a lot of fights. And listen, and the wars that he had, he hasn't had one in a long time. So he hasn't had one since, I think, Gennady Golovkin. So he hasn't really had a fight he had to worry about in a long time, like maybe four, almost 5 years. So he's been walking around skating for 4 or 5 years now. He's got to come up again against a guy that wants to fight, a guy that's going to be hungry, a guy that's going to bring it. The only problem I have with Terrence Crawford is he's 37 years old, and Canelo's 34. Of course, 37 versus 34. I still like the fact that he fights black. And what I mean by that is he's going to be using his jab, he's going to be using footwork, he's stepping side to side. And, if you move away from Canelo's left hook, he ain't got that good of a right hand. So if you take away his left hook, you've sort of taken away all of taken it all away from him. And you've got to be able to move both ways with Canelo Alvarez. And I think that Terrence Crawford will be able to do that. Now, last week, of course, I'm going back to the Card of the Garden. Of course, I mentioned the co-feature. We'll talk about Shushu Carotene. Of course, that was New York's guy. He didn't steal the show. He just didn't. Of course, he's a guy from New York, the New York native, this and that, but unbeaten junior welterweight Emiliano Vargas. I'm talking about the son of Fernando Vargas, now 15 and zip, 13 kills, whacked Alexander Espinoza. Alexander came in at 23, was a draw, 9 KOs. Guess what? He left 42 seconds later, got drilled, laying on his back. Bottom line is, Vargas, a first-round knockout winner, as I said, 15-0, 13 KOs now, 14 seconds. Alexander Espinoza, people thought he could fight coming in, but guess what? Not according to Mr. Vargas. Now, I'll talk about Shushu Carotene. He's a co-feature in this card, of course, being Zayas, being the Puerto Rican sensation or the alleged sensation in fighting in New York City where there's lots of Puerto Ricans. Well, guess what? Shushu Carotene was the guy that, the native guy, the guy that lives there, the guy that he was fighting in the semi-feature. Of course, it was a clash of unbeaten featherweights because he's ranked number one by the WBC, number two by the WBA. Bottom line is, I think they call this a WBC interim world title. I don't know why when there is a WBA champion as far as the featherweight is concerned already. So bottom line is, he must feel cheated. In other words, having all these interim champions, Mauricio just selling his soul. Anyway, bottom line is, Covington, 16-0 now, 9 KOs, scored a workmanlike, according to FightNews.com, a workmanlike 12-round unanimous nod over WBC number 11 ranked Matheus Heita. Heita came in at 14-0, left 14-1, 9 KOs, claimed the vacant WBC. How can there be a vacant interim title? How can there be an interim title? I mean, bottom line is, that would be like me being the Golden Glove champion. I'm saying, guess what, man? Some other dudes being there. Say, what? Say, I'd have a problem with that. None of these guys have a problem with it. You know, I mean, what's up with that? Why don't somebody speak up to Mauricio? Nobody wants to put Mauricio on the spot. Speaking of putting Mauricio on the spot, Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, right, the Sunday Shot Caller, he went up to, he confronted Mauricio Suleiman, call him what you want. Bottom line is, the president of the World Boxing Council, World of Bunko and Chicanery, but he confronted him at the Shushu Carotene fight card last week in New York City, and of course, Mauricio was mumbling, I love Pedro. Yeah, he cut us off WBC TV, I'm talking about me and Tommy D, because of the fact that the Oshaki Foster, Robinson Canseco fight was so bad, we thought it reeked of a fix. Okay, the first fight, it just really reeked of a fix. It was that bad. There's no way you could ever explain that to anybody. Bottom line is, we said that if Mauricio didn't do something about it, he was part of the problem and not the solution. Okay? And at the end of the day, of course, he did order a rematch. But, he got pissed off at us. So he canceled our WBC contract. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live. We're on. You made a mistake, Mauricio!
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Check it, 25, make it 26 minutes past hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the one-hour edition, the Saturday show. Of course, coming to you on Sports Byline, like a host of other internet platforms. Bottom line is, we come to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturdays for an hour, and then Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, of course, 8 o'clock in my favorite 50th estate, Honolulu, Hawaii. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. August 3rd, the birth date of Butterbean Esch. Of course, Eric Esch, Butterbean, they called him. Of course, he was a four-round champion. That's what Bob Arum gimmicked him as. Bottom line is, he could fight. People said he couldn't fight. He could fight. By any weight, about 300 pounds. So he was a big, big guy, and he was hard to beat. Of course, his last fight was a guy named Kirk Lawton. But he fought guys like Larry Holmes, and he fought a lot. Not that he beat any of these guys, but the bottom line is, he was a pretty good fighter. 77-10, I think, with four draws and 57 KOs. Born August 3rd. May he enjoy his birthday. Speaking of not enjoying things, Don Elbaum passed away this week at the age of 94. If Don Elbaum was a promoter from the New York area, of course, he was a great guy, a boxing historian, just a wonderful man to be around. His son was having some problems, you know, watching him decline as far as his health, and he was getting old. And 94, he started to lose lose a sense of reality and things like that. So it's been rough of late, but the bottom line is, he passed away this past week. And I want to tell you, he was a guy that, he was a promoter back in the mid-1960s, I think it was 1964 to be exact. Joe Bird, who was the father of Chris Bird, and of course Chris Bird being the former IBF heavyweight title holder at one point in time. Anyway, the father of Chris Bird, he was turning professional, and he needed an opponent. So there was no guy. The guy pulled out at the last minute. The guy didn't show up to fight Joe Bird, so getting stepped on Elbaum. Don Elbaum went four rounds, so bottom line is, more power to Don. Of course, may he rest in peace, 94 years old. Man, a long, long time he got to live, but wasn't long enough. Everybody realizes, you know, he did this, he did that, but the bottom line is, when you're there and you're getting towards the end, maybe 94 wasn't enough. Maybe you need a little bit more. Bottom line is, he was a great guy, no doubt about that. Straight up, I mentioned Ike Abiyabuchi, you wanted to come back. Somebody shot me a text on that one. The president was probably one of the best heavyweights of that era. Who knows how good he was? I mean, he beat David Tua, but who knows how good he was? He beat Chris Bird, of course, but who knows how good he was, because he was such a nutcase. I told you, after he beat Tua up there in Sacramento, I didn't even, for the post-fight interview, and like, he was talking about God and this and that, and his eyes were crossed, there was smoke coming out of his ears. I thought he was possessed. But bottom line is, of course, he went to jail for raping a hooker. That's a good one, isn't it? How can you rape a hooker? Well, I mean, you got money, right? He's got a few bucks. Why wouldn't you just pay the girl and let her go? It was a few hundred bucks. He wouldn't pay this girl a few hundred bucks, of course, at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas. That it was a Don King card. People say that Don King set him up. That Don King has set him up. So Don King didn't set him up. His lack of judgment set him up. You don't stiff hookers, and you don't lock them in bathrooms and that kind of good stuff. Guess what? Because that's kidnapping and false imprisonment. And of course, he went to jail for 10 years, and now he wants to come back at the age of 52. He hasn't fought since 1999, I believe. Of course, that stoppage of Chris Bird. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. June 1997, I mentioned that was a great one. What about this one? I was thinking the other day. Last 15-round fight occurred August 4th, 1988. I was in Mexicali, Mexico for this one. Jorge Paez and Calvin Grove, of course. I thought the judges pulled some crazy stuff in the 15th round. But then, you know, it was sort of hard to judge. One judge called it 10-6. I've never seen a 10-6 round in my entire life as far as boxing scores are concerned. Maybe I can ask, since the big Frank 1961, the House historian, that one, have you ever heard of a 10-6 round before? But the bottom line is, that was a 10-6 round. I was there. He was down like three or four times, Calvin Grove was. I mean, holy cow, it was like an elevator. He kept going up, kept going down, kept going up, kept going down. But it was the last 15-round fight. I thought the 15-round was sort of scored a bit suspicious. Maybe 10-6, I don't know, 10-7. And he was scores of 142-140, 143-140, of course, 15-round fights back then. And, of course, that was for Jorge Paez. And one judge had a 142-142. Now, Calvin Grove, of course, Silky Calvin Grove, who then went down to Australia later and upset Jeff Fenech, the comebacking Jeff Fenech. Bottom line is he was 35-1. Of course, a lot of that was built up on the fact that he had a great manager in Bob Spagnuolo. Bob Spagnuolo had to do things, no doubt about that. Keyshawn Davis in the news last night. I saw him on Tommy D shows on the Friday night edition of Tommy D. Of course, Tommy D is not the Tommy D that does all them crazy X-rated videos. That's another Tommy D. Our Tommy D is Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the Sunday Shot Caller, because he's not involved with anything risque, not that I know of, quote, not that I know of, and use that right there anyway. Bottom line is Keyshawn Davis appeared on the show last night and was sort of saying, you know, I'm sorry for what I did and, you know, I acted like a fool. Man, you just acted ghetto. You and your entire family acted ghetto. Somebody sucker punched this guy or sucker punched the guy that won the fight. Nahari, whatever his name was, Nahir, Rahim, but he beat him afterwards, like in the dressing room, went up there and sucker punched him. Listen, this is ghetto stuff. Listen, it's not something that, it wasn't an oversight on your part that you act a fool, it didn't make weight, that kind of good stuff, and then your family went off and went crazy. That's not an oversight, man. That's what you are. Bottom line, you should have said, you know what? I'm a ghetto type of brother, and I'm sorry I came out and acted all hoodish, this and that. I hope to do a little bit better next time around. But, yes, me and my family, we all acted a fool. Instead, he made like, golly gee whiz, you know, oh, I wasn't all. No, you were, man. It was a bit of a rope. Somebody sent me a thing, do I watch wrestling anymore? I don't watch any wrestling anymore at all. Haven't watched the WWE in decades. And the reason why is I just don't think it's going. And bottom line is last time I watched the WWE, John Cena and Cody Rhodes were there, and they're still there. They're like are they in their 90s or something like that? Bottom line is, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, it's a bit of a stretch. I think wrestling is dead. Of course, boxing is doing that well either. MMA is doing super well. I mean, as far as numbers are concerned, the world of mixed martial arts and Dana White, he's doing well. Of course, he is the promoter of the aforementioned, I hate association with Dana White with boxing, because all Dana White was some schlep that ran a gym back in East Boston, okay? And Whitey Bulger, the mafia, the Irish mob there, wanted to shake him down for some money. He didn't have any money, so he left town. He went to Vegas. He hooked up with the Fertitta brothers, Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta. Of course, they were billionaires. They put some money behind the UFC, put in $1.5 million, I think, into the UFC, and they turned it into $2 billion entity. Now, $1 billion is $1,000 million. So this company, they bought it for $1.5 or $1.6 million back in 2003 or something like that. Anyway, it sold for $4.2 billion or $4,200 million. That's how much give Dana props, no doubt about that. I mean, that was a smooth move. They wanted to sell it earlier for a lot less, and Dana said, no, I won't. Does hold on to it. Of course, he had 10% of the company. Now, he wants to take his act and bringing it to the world of boxing. And the first thing he's trying to do is get rid of the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act. Now, the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act came into effect, I believe, in 1996. Of course, it was the legislation of Senator John McCain down there in Arizona. Of course, he was a big boxing fan. I got to see him at the fights here and there. I interviewed him a couple. He's been on the show before. I can't remember. What happened to all those tapes? The McCain, all this, because the Sports Byline computer went down about 10 or 15 years ago, and took them all with him. Like, he took them all with him. Scott Cuddy came in there. Scott Cuddy was almost crying one day. What's the matter? He goes, computer crash. He goes, all your stuff went with it. Oh, yeah, that was a bit of a problem. Anyway, bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Rahman Ali passed away at the age of 82 years old. Of course, I'm talking about the brother of Muhammad Ali. Of course, his first name was real name was Rudy Clay. He was born Rudy Clay, and then he changed his name to Rudolph Valentino Clay, put the Valentino in there. Of course, then he changed his name to Rahman Ali. And to show you how dumb I was, one time we were in Las Vegas, and he was in an event, this and that. I saw people interview him. I walked up to him with a microphone, and I started the interview off. I said, can I interview you, sir? He goes, yeah. I go, we're with Ernie Shavers. And it wasn't Ernie Shavers, it was Rahman Ali. I mean, talk about a dummy. Talk about a dummy. I look like a complete idiot that night, but you know, that's what it is. I was green, and it was sort of, I think, one of my first or second trips to Atlantic City. But at the end of the day, Rahman Ali was a fair professional fighter. I think he went like 14-3, got stopped one time. You know, he got stopped by a Jack Halloran, I think, and he was a bit of a club fighter, so they realized, you know, he wasn't all that good. He sparred with Ali a lot, so he was one of his brother's main sparring partners. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you know, he made it to 82. More power to him, but may he rest in peace. He wasn't all that. He just wasn't all that good of a fighter. He just wasn't all that good of a fighter. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Looks like Ige Bucci is going to take on another guy that's 52 years old in Danny Williams. I looked at Danny Williams' record, of course. He's 53-33. Now, what are the chances of Danny Williams being 53-34 after he fights Ige Bucci? I mean, slim and none. Anyway, bottom line is, Ike, of course, looking for a win down there in Nigeria. Ike probably couldn't get a license here in the United States. Ige Bucci is a nut. I mean, a guy that's mentally, I think he's mentally unfit to do anything, let alone box. I mean, he was nuts. I mean, the two times, I saw him one time in Houston. And he was with Curtis Cox, his trainer, the late welterweight champion, of course. And then, you know, Curtis was a class act, this and that. And he was embarrassing himself in front of Curtis. But he was embarrassing Curtis. So he was like, he was just an embarrassment to be around. Every time I was around this guy, he was acting a clown. And it wasn't a clown that you, like, you want to be around. It was those clowns you want to get away from. Talk about Ike Bebucci, the president, coming back at the age of 52 years old. Looks like that's going to go down the 23rd of August, that will be taking place in Nigeria. Good luck on that one. Straight up, hasn't fought since March 1999, of course, when he stopped Chris Burt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'll get to some history out on the other side of the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Daniel Ogden, he's got nothing but good news for me, man. His mother's doing well. His kids are doing well, man. Props to the family. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. With you should be easy, but it ain't. Wish you could be with me, there would be no problem.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. book a selected hotel, and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name, the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
That's a Republican saying that. Don King, people need health care. Yet all kinds of health care has been cut. Everywhere but California. California sort of staying on top of things. But the bottom line is, if you live in one of those, live in a state where they cut your Medicare and things like that, I'm sorry. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, one guy that I'm really high on is Moses Hitama. 12-0, I think 11 knockouts. Of course, the British heavyweight going to take on Dillian White. Dillian White, 31-3. It's going to go down, of course, the 16th of August. Of course, it's going to go down in Saudi Arabia. Of course, Nick Ball and Sam Goodman are in somewhat the main event. The WB 126-pound title on the line. Raymond Ford and Abraham Nova and the co-feature. Of course, Moses Hitama and the aforementioned Dillian White. That's a heavyweight throwdown for 10 rounds. That ain't going to go 10 rounds, I don't think. Of course, Dillian White's one of those guys who's really, he's like a punching bag. I hate to say it, but you can hang him upside down and just punch him. That's what he is, a punching bag. So bottom line is, he's probably going to take a punch. If he doesn't get stopped, he's going to go 10 rounds here. That's just the way it's going to go down. They shouldn't schedule these fights for 12 rounds. 10 rounds is good enough. Of course, Muhammad Akalaya is 4-0. He's going to take on some guy named Yoman Santosh. Of course, Singh. Of course, other guys on the card, Flip Pavlovic, is going to take on Damus Andrade. And yeah, that's about it. But the bottom line is going to go down, of course, on the Zone pay-per-view. They're going to charge you for this one. Remember the Zone? When we come out, listen, we're going to give you nothing but the best fights in the world, and you'll never have to pay a pay-per-view charge ever again. Bottom line is, of course, that started with the Canelo and Gennady Golovkin, I think, a few years ago, of course, and they just ruined their mantra. That was their whole marketing concept. That was their whole philosophy was, we won't charge you for pay-per-view. And now they can't wait to charge you for pay-per-view. Of course, Nick Ball, a guy that's been, Nick Ball, remember he fought Vargas and they screwed him? They called it a draw. I mean, they took him to Vargas, of course, the WBC guy down there in Mexico. But the bottom line is, Ray Vargas, they called it a draw, a split decision draw. That took place in Saudi Arabia as well. But the bottom line is, I think that Nick Ball is one of the best fighters around at 126, 130 pounds. He's just not super exciting. He's not a big puncher. He doesn't throw all that hard. And bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's probably going to win a 12-round decision. Now, speaking of 12-round decisions, she always wins decisions. We're talking about Clarissa Shields. She beat some girl by the name of Lani Daniels last week for the undisputed female heavyweight title. Lani Daniels, the former, I believe, the IBF 175-pound champion, moved up to heavyweight now, of course, and fought Clarissa Shields. Clarissa Shields, basically a middleweight. Give her all kinds of props. She keeps winning, and of course, she keeps putting in the... Listen, when you fight girls that can't fight, you're probably going to continue to win. This is the way it is. Of course, August 2nd, that is today, of course, Oscar Duarte and Ken Sims are going to go at it on the Zone. You don't have to throw down pay-per-view money for that. But if you have to throw down pay-per-view money, and that's why people steal stuff. That's why people steal... That's why they steal stuff. I kid you not. That's why people are so... They look the other way when it comes to stealing digital stuff because they're always trying to burn you. I mean, Dana White, of course, give him props. He makes money. But, you know, he's like coming after you for 80 or 90 bucks every couple of weeks, maybe sometimes once or twice a month. At the end of the day, he's making all kinds of money. You can't knock Dana. I mean, Dana's packing arenas with 15,000 people. Boxing packs arenas with 15,000 people on rare occasions. The UFC does it on a regular basis, I kid you not. Of course, last week, they had a card on ABC. In other words, boxing hasn't been on ABC in a long time, right? Right, right, right. Anyway, in the main event, in case you didn't know, Rainier de Ritter, sounds like the Riddler, bottom line is beat Robert Whittaker with a decision that was in the middleweight main event. The other guys on the card, not a whole lot of guys I know because most of the guys now in the UFC are like, they're new guys and they're not proven talent and this kind of stuff. I mean, Dana's getting all kinds of guys jumping in, fighting for free. And of course, they got a fight card going on today. It'll be on ESPN, ESPN Plus. In the main event, Tasura Tara is going to take on Park Hwan Sang. I'm betting that Tazura is Japanese, and that park is Korean. Just kidding, you know, just for my worldly experience there. Bottom line is, there's no women's cards, no women's fights on the card. Usually, in the world of mixed martial arts, the women's fights are the best. Why do I say that? Because when they hit each other, spit happens. Spit in the show, of course, starts with an H. Straight up, you are to the Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Give Dana credit. I mean, you got to let me tell you what Dana's been drawing lately. People say, you know, what does Dana do? Well, Dana, in his last main event, of course, he in Louisiana, he drew 18,000 people. Before that, he drew 17,000 people for an ESPN card. That was Lewis versus Glover Teixeira's brother. It was July 12th. Of course, that was in Nashville, Tennessee. He drew 17,000 people in Nashville, Tennessee. Wow, that's a big gate. Okay, the 18,138 people down there in New Orleans, that was, of course, last week or a couple of weeks ago. Guess what? That was for like $7 or $8 million gate. I mean, like, I kid you not, this guy's going $7 or $8 million at the door, let alone the pay-per-view money. Of course, USC on ESPN, of course, as I said, 17,000 people. That was July 12th. June 28th, he did 19,000 people in Las Vegas, Nevada at T-Mobile Arena. Of course, then before that, he did 14,000 people in a place called Baku. I don't know, I think it's over there in Russia. Bottom line is, before that, Atlanta, Georgia, 17,000 people, USC on ESPN. Of course, Usman versus Buckley, that was June 14th. June 7th, he did 17,000 people in Newark, New Jersey. I mean, Shakur Stevenson can't do 17,000 people in Newark, New Jersey. Of course, he's a champion from that area, the WBC lightweight champion. He was successful a couple of weeks ago. But the bottom line is, he can't draw 17,000 people there. But Dana White can put it together. So Dana White is a promotional genius, no doubt about that. I just don't like him personally. I don't. I mean, he and I were doing business together back around UFC 35, I think, something like that. I think it was UFC 35. And he had a little exclusive contract going back and forth as far as advertising. I had something called was it Octagon Talk instead of Ring Talk? It was called Octagon Talk and things like that. So we were trying to do a show exclusively designed for the MMA world, of course. And then Dana and I went back and forth, and he said to me, you know, you've got a good contract. I say, I'm happy with the contract. He goes, well, I got to cut it. And I'm saying to myself, okay, I'll let him cut a little bit. You know, I'm going to cut 20%, 15%, like it. He wanted to cut it 75%. In other words, he wanted me to work for 125% of what I was getting. That's not what I was going to do. Anyway, I wrote the contract out for a year, and me and Dana basically haven't talked since then. So he's a genius of a businessman. There's no doubt about that. I just don't like the guy. Not at all. No way, no how. Straight up, that Moses Itama, Dillian White fight's going to rock. Somebody sent me a text. They think that fight's going to steal the card. I think Itama's got a possibility here. I mean, I've seen it before with British heavyweights that come out and then they get exposed. I mean, you know, it's all about matchmaking early on. Of course, when you match guys the right way, and one guy can punch, you get a lot of bowling pin type of endings. In other words, guys laying on their back. Of course, that's what the story with Moses Itama, a big knockout guy. No doubt about that. He's only 19 or 20 years old, so that even adds more to the mix. Because if he wins and he's a heavyweight champion, he can stick around for a long time. But, and if. A lot of buts and ifs on that one. But that's going to go down the 16th of August on DAZN. Of course, November 22nd, going to go down, of course, my man, David Benavidez can take on the former light heavyweight champion, Anthony Yardy. Of course, everybody has ducked David Benavidez. Daniel had a fight with him. Daniel pulled out, said he hurt his leg. Who else pulled out on him? Oh, Dmitry Bivol. He decided, you know, the WBC light heavyweight champion, WBA light heavyweight champion, the linear world light heavyweight champion. Of course, he decided he wouldn't fight David Benavidez. After the WBC ordered him to fight Benavidez, like within a week of Bivol beating Archer Bitev the last time around. Of course, this is the same organization, the World Boxing Council, that wouldn't sanction the David Benavidez being the number one contender for Canelo Alvarez for almost 4 years. I mean, come on, man. The WBC, you know, I'm sort of glad I'm not doing WBC TV anymore, because a lot of that stuff I'd have to be a little bit more restrained than I am. That's just the way it was. Because you know, we told the truth about the Oshaki Foster Robinson Canseco fight. It was the worst decision in a long, long time. I mean, it was bad. I mean, it was really, it stunk so bad it smelled through the TV. That's how bad it stunk, all right? And, of course, I screamed about it, and I thought it was an atrocity, a robbery, and this kind of stuff. And, of course, a lot of people felt that way, thought it was a bad ripoff, and the WBC did order a rematch. But in the meantime, they decided to dump us from WBC TV. And guess what? We're the top show on WBC TV. So all I can say about it is, see my hands? You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside, look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, David Benavidez, undefeated, the monster. Of course, last time out, he fought David Morrell. That was in Las Vegas, I think February 1st. I was down there sitting in a VIP box for that one. It was an outstanding fight, no doubt about that. I mean, Morrell came to fight, and Morrell sort of knocked him down in the 11th round. People say to me, you know, David has been knocked down a couple times. Does David have a chin problem? David hasn't been counted out yet, so I don't think so. Canelo Alvarez, Terrence Crawford, September 12th. It'll be on Netflix, so you don't have to steal it. If you got Netflix, of course, you don't have to steal this anymore. Of course, pay-per-views, for the most part, I don't know how they make any money anymore. I mean, Daniel's the only guy I know that pays for pay-per-view. I mean, between you and I, he's the only guy I know. Everybody else sort of steals it or looks at it through binoculars or goes over to somebody else's house. I mean, everybody's got to hustle. Everybody, people take the fifth. Mm. When I ask them, hey, did you watch that fight last night? Yeah, I watched it. Did you pay for it? No, it's a yes or a no answer, man. You don't have to stutter and mumble. This guy said, did you pay for it? Chances are they didn't. But Anthony Yardy and David Benavidez, Benavidez is going to mark time with that fight. Anthony Yardy is a good light heavyweight, a solid guy, no doubt about that. He's only lost to the best, but he's going to get beat up in that fight, no doubt about it. He's going to get beat up and beat up bad. Now, as far as August 15th is concerned, on UFC Fight Pass, of course, UFC Fight Pass is a channel that Dana White throwing boxing on. Omar Trinidad is going to take on Lorenzo Parra. That's going to be a featherweight contest. And you know what? I mean, I've got a problem with Dana White. You and I know how I got, everybody knows I got a problem with it, but I got to talk about his fights because he's become a player. Well, let me turn this down. He's becoming a player not only in the world of MMA. Of course, he is the major player in the MMA, but he's trying to make a move on the world of boxing. Of course, this fight card at the Allegiant Stadium, September the 12th, of course, with undefeated Terrence Crawford on top against twice beaten in two draws. Talk about Canelo Alvarez, the ex-pound-for-pound king of boxing. And maybe this is a battle of two guys that were the former pound-for-pound kings of boxing. Because, you know, there's no way right now that I would rate Crawford number one because I think Inouye's a better fighter. He's younger. He's only 32 years old. He's in his prime maybe. Of course, got knocked down in his last fight, but he got up off the deck and took care of business. I think he is a complete package right now. How many other complete packages are there in the world of boxing right now? I think Benavidez is a complete package. I really do. I really think that David Benavidez is the best fighter pound for pound in boxing. And people say to me, man, you must be high. You must be smoking a whole lot of weed, this and that, to say that. No, I just think so. That's why do you think these guys are running from him? Why do you think these guys run? And like Mike Tyson feels the same way. Tyson thinks that he's the best fighter pound for pound in the world, and nobody wants to fight him. We call him the monster because he is the monster, no doubt about that. Now let's go to some of the stuff that Frank 1961, House Historian, sent in here. August 7, 1983, Hector Macho Camacho won his first world title by defeating Rafael Bazooka Limon in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Now listen, I want to tell that was it Bose Edwards, and I want Bose Edwards, both of Bose Edwards and Camacho, to thank me for softening up Bazooka Limon. Let me tell you what happened to Bazooka Limon. He came to San Francisco. He was in a fight in Stockton, California. I think it was against Bose Edwards. But he came to San Francisco to get some sparring with a southpaw, right? It was a Saturday morning. I pulled into the gym, and I see there's a bunch of guys sitting in the corner of the gym on the steps. I've never seen these guys before, and we have bleachers in there. It's Newman Gym, and that kind of tenderloin of San Francisco. Anyway, so I'm watching these guys sitting, you know, who are these guys? You know, that guy with that rugged face looks familiar. He looks like the back of an Indian nickel. Bottom line is, it was Bazooka Limon. So they said they were looking for left-handed sparring. I was the only left-hander there that day. I'm not really a left-hander. I'm an ambidextrous fighter, but I fight both ways. But the bottom line is, I was born left-handed. So anyway, I get in there and I spar with him. But if we're going to spar with him, I remember Chris Gomez told him, we got to go first. And the reason why is we got to go first with these slow old champions. Or when you get in there, you don't want these guys warmed up and kicking your ass all warmed up. So you have to get them when they're slow and when they're old and when they're ready and when they're not ready and they're cold. And that's the way I did Bazooka Limon for two rounds. In the first round, I was scared to death, much like I was with Benitez the first time. In the second round, I kicked his ass. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Straight up, the longest running fight in history. Somebody said to me, what do you think about being on the radio for 40 years? Doesn't seem like 40 years. It really doesn't. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The right hand after that, you didn't wait for an invitation, went right at him.
Not at all. It's my style. You make your own opening. You time things. Everything was set up. When he went down the first time, I knew what was going to hit him, and that's how he planned. To be a pro fighter, I'm the master of the pinpoint. My shots are so accurate and so precise, not to be egotistic, but when they land, they're so precise. I can't help who you are. You have to go down because there's a law.
Mike Tyson talking about knocking people out. Back in the day, of course, Mike Tyson, pound for pound, one of the greatest knockout artists of all time. In fact, you know, much like wrestling hurting in the days, of course, now professional wrestling, I mentioned a little bit earlier, but, you know, John Cena and Cody Rhodes being the faces of wrestling right now, you know, that's wrestling needs new faces, boxing needs new faces. Who's a new face in boxing? We'll talk about that tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk, coming to you, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. Want to mention the fact that Dwight Muhammad Kwali, born Dwight Braxton here in the United States, of course, he died this past week, of course, 41-11 as a professional, 25 KOs, a former light heavyweight, former cruiserweight champion. I mean, he was a good guy to be around. He never had any trouble with him as far as, like, out of the ring's concerned. And he only lost to good guys in the end. He lost to Mike Hunter. Mike the Bounty Hunter could fight a little bit. Lost to Robert Daniels, a former champion, at 175 pounds. I mean, he lost to guys like George Foreman and Evander Holyfield. No shame in that. No shame whatsoever. And, of course, Oscar Acosta, he lost to Holyfield twice. Once he lost a split decision. So he could fight. There's no doubt about it. And may he rest in peace. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you tomorrow, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. We'll talk about tonight's MMA fights. We'll talk about tonight's boxing matches. Of course, not a whole lot in the world of boxing as far as the big fights are concerned, but there are fights on the zone, of course. And, of course, last week's big fight on ESPN. Was it a big fight? Xander Zayas and Jorge Garcia. I thought Garcia sort of got the short end on some of the scorecards. And that's what happens when you have a guy that's such a favorite and everybody expects him to win. So the judges sort of mail their cards in advance. As far as Shushu Carrington is concerned, Shushu's making some noise because he didn't look all that good. I mean, yeah, he won almost every round. He did this and he did that, but it wasn't in a style that I would totally appreciate. Of course, some people there loved it. I mean, Tommy D made up all kinds of excuses for him. But at the end of the day, I thought the shoot-you carrot thing came up a little bit short. Of course, Emiliano Vargas lit his guy up in 42 seconds and stole the show. That's the way you steal a show. That's the way you end up on ESPN SportsCenter knocking people out. Not going 12 rounds and saying, did I look good? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank the great Daniel Ogden, the producer extraordinaire in the other room. Thank him so much. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Until Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline. Hollywood will never be my style. All right.